get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 694, we're going to answer the question, does email marketing still work in 2022? Does anybody even check email anymore, Tim? I mean, really?
Yeah, this is one of those questions that it gets asked literally every single year, and people write blog articles about it and stuff like that. And it's like one of those things where it's like everyone's been waiting for email to die, and it hasn't died. It's still very effective as a marketing tool. So I'm going to go ahead and answer the question, David. Does email marketing still work in 2022?
No.
Resounding yes.
Yeah, I agree. It's still our number one conversion tool that we use for sales in our company. I believe it still is, maybe for yours. I know you run a lot more ads than I do. So
no, it's still definitely number one. And the reason why email is still effective is it's a direct line of communication to your audience. So if you're a company and you're trying to stay in touch with your audience and promote new products, new services that you're offering, or new free resources just to continue adding value to your audience, well, email is a direct line of communication to them, opposed to social media, Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
YouTube,
Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, exactly. It's like all these new social channels are being released and getting popular, but it's not a direct line of communication because it's crowded and you're fighting algorithms in order to get seen and stuff like that. Where email, it's like it's old
direct.
School. Where there's no algorithms, right? So people have to go in and manually open or delete or whatnot, whatever you're sending to them. And so if you get someone on your email list, it's a big deal because they're going to see your stuff more than likely, and they can choose to unsubscribe, they can choose to ignore you, but it's not like social where you could have 50,000 followers, but really only, you know, a couple hundred people are actually seeing your stuff.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. So, email marketing is still king in 2022. No sense in beating a dead horse or talking anymore. I do think that, you know, Tim and I have some email marketing stuff that we're going to be doing this year. So make sure that you subscribe to our email list, because we're going to be teaching you some tips and tricks and what we've done to be successful with our email. So head on over to wpgears.com, get on our email list, and start the journey with us, and we'll help you with your email marketing and stuff. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, a WordPress plugin highlight, Yoast SEO. Breadcrumbs shortcode. Man, I almost stopped at Yoast SEO, Tim. It's Yoast SEO bread short codes. English, David. Hey, Tim, until tomorrow, I'll see you then, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.